In looking at the table comparing trichomoniasis and vibriosis, you can see that the most common complaint in both of them is usually an irregular return to estrus. Some infertility is noted in both trichomoniasis and vibrio. Pyometra after breeding is almost a pathognomonic finding for trichomoniasis, however it is not seen in vibriosis. The incidence in dairy cattle is very low with both trich and vibrio because they're bred mostly with artificial insemination, but the incidence is usually very high in beef cattle. Transmission of both diseases is by the venereal route. Both diseases can cause vaginitis, metritis, and salpingitis. Neither disease has a very long-lasting immunity, though. To diagnose these diseases, you can culture the organism out of the pyometra pus to diagnose trichomoniasis, but you want to culture the vaginal cervical mucus in the female to diagnose vibriosis. The male, for each disease, the organism can be diagnosed by culturing a preputial scraping of the smegma. The prognosis on an individual basis for an animal is relatively good. For trichomoniasis, normally the organism will be cleared within about 90 days, and in vibriosis, they will eliminate the organism during the non-breeding season. The prognosis for the male is very poor. If they're older than 4 years old with trich, they probably will never recover because the preputial crypts become so deep that the organisms will thrive within them. There's a very effective vaccine for vibriosis and a not-so-effective vaccine for trichomoniasis. To control trichomoniasis, you can depopulate, which isn't very popular. You can use AI, which is very good. You can use two herds, exposed and unexposed. You can sexually rest your cows for 90 days, or you can use young bulls. The most effective control measure for vibriosis is to vaccinate and to use artificial insemination. As you can see, these two diseases are very similar and can be controlled in different ways.